Let us pray. O wisdom divine, just as you inspired the mothers of our faith, grant us your knowledge and discernment so that we can learn how to be clever in our compassion and courageous in our faith. Through Christ and in the Spirit, amen. The first scripture reading is Psalm 103:1. On page 969 of your pew Bible. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Our second scripture reading is from Isaiah 66, verses 12 through 14. It can be found on page 1166 of your pew Bible. Listen now for the word of the Lord.
For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream, and you will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. And when you see this, your heart will rejoice, and you will flourish like grass, and the hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants. But his fury will be shown to his foes. The word of the Lord for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for all the ways that you love us, for all the ways that we can't express. Lord, help us to understand how, in many ways, you also love us like a mother. Bless the words that I share, that they may be pleasing to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if I asked you to close your eyes and imagine what God looks like, what would be the first image that comes to your mind? Jesus is a good one. Can you hit the next slide on this one? See if you can hit the next one after that. Maybe you think about this. The Far Side cartoon, right? And let's just make it interesting. He's got jerks, a bottle of jerks, which I love. You think of this old image of God, right? The Father Time, long white beard, someone who's been around for a long time. Hit the next one, Kenny. This is also portrayed on the Sistine Chapel, right? This is very familiar to you. You'll see that old Father Time reaching out to Adam. A beautiful, beautiful piece of art. God as an old man has been probably the most common version, depiction of God. But also, hit the next one, Kenny, you'll see this as well. The Ten Commandments, right? God shows up as a burning bush. But what kind of voice does he have?
A deep and booming male voice.
Who actually turned out to be Chuck Heston's voice as well. So this scene is very interesting because it's Chuck Heston talking to himself. But maybe you've seen some more recent stuff and you see God, hit the next one, Kenny, as Ken Burns, right? Y'all remember that movie? Or Morgan Freeman from Bruce Almighty, right? And that white room, and that, I love that white suit on him. That's an awesome suit. So while God is rarely, these are things that might pop up in your mind as well. And it's not an accident that God is most often depicted as a man, particularly a father type, right? While God is rarely called Father in the Old Testament, only about 15 times in the Old Testament is God called Father. It was Jesus' favorite designation for God. In fact, Jesus calls God Father or Abba about 65 times in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and about 100 times in the Gospel of John. Most famously, Jesus uses it to help the disciples understand how they should pray, right? The first line of the Lord's Prayer is what? God our Father, right? Jesus loved that term for God. So I have to ask the question that we all have on the back of our heads. Does that mean God is a man? What? What?
No.
No? Most Christians would say what? Of course not. Doesn't mean God's a man, right? Just as God probably doesn't have a long beard or a really awesome white suit. God has no gender, right? That's what we understand. God has no gender. And even Jesus used that term Abba or Father to describe God wasn't really that much about the gender of God, but more about the relationship that Jesus had with God, right? That was what Jesus was trying to get at. How close he was. I am God's son. Right? The intimacy, the closeness. And we all know that God is much more than just a father, right? Throughout Scripture, we see God as redeemer, judge, shepherd, king, rock, shield. All of these images, these metaphors we use to describe God because ultimately God is indescribable. We realize that our language is limited. And we can only hint at the fullness of God in our metaphors and adjectives to describe God. So knowing this, it makes me wonder why Christians throughout history have been afraid to talk about the mothering aspects of God. Why have we failed to talk about God as mother alongside God as father? Why does it make us so uncomfortable? While much less than the masculine, feminine images of God do appear throughout Scripture. There are at least 26 references in the Bible that refer to the feminine images of God. Two scriptures that we read today are beautiful descriptions of the maternal aspects of God. Psalm 131 speaks of God as a nursing mother, talking about the contentment of a weaned child. And Isaiah says it even more directly. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Right? Hosea speaks about God as a mother bear. I love this image because he talks about God as a mother bear willing to rip out the guts of anybody who's getting in the way of her cubs. I love that image. But even Jesus in Matthew and Luke refers to himself as a mother hen, right? I will gather my chicks under my wing, right? So why does referring to God as mother make us uncomfortable? Did God not make both men and women in the divine image in Genesis? Certainly, God in all God's fullness possesses both male and female traits, father and mother. I suspect some of our hesitancy to do it comes from how we were taught to speak to God using only masculine words or images, which, to be fair, is what the Bible mostly does. Yet we should not be afraid or weary to expand our language or our imagery to also include the maternal aspects of God. It's okay to do this not only because the Bible does it, right? But because we trust and believe that all mothers God has placed in our lives, whether they are grandmothers, adopted mothers, church mothers, aunts, aunties, cousins, choir directors, bosses, every one of those women are made in the image of God. And in their own way, give us a glimpse into that overwhelming God love that God gives to us. So does this mean that we should stop calling God Father? Oh my gosh, Gray, are you saying we should only use God the Mother? No, I'm not. The Bible does both. And we should be okay with doing both. I'm not telling you to stop calling God Father. If you like saying God Father, go for it. But what I'm asking you to do is to expand your language. Be willing to see that the Bible doesn't limit God to just masculine images. It in fact branches out and shares how God is in fact like a mother to us as well, and loves us as mothers, all the mothers in our life love us. So don't get stuck in one avenue. Expand your language and see how God is truly loving you with more depth than we could ever imagine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.